The Lord says, see back in verse 19, for their sakes I sanctify myself, particular people, that they also might be sanctified through the truth. I sanctify myself. How did he do it? He set himself apart unto God as a sacrifice to satisfy God's law and justice. And he says, verse 20, neither pray I for these alone, but that for them also which shall, I like that, shall believe on me through their word. This isn't up for grabs. It's not a lottery. That's not a hope so. Well, I died for some, now I hope some will believe. No, they shall believe, everyone for whom he died, because that's the evidence that the Lord died for us. If the Lord's granted you faith, all the glory goes to God alone. The work is his as far as our salvation is concerned. He has the preeminence in all things as the Savior of his people. Left to ourselves, we could never have worked out how God could be just and justified. But in Christ, we see the wisdom of God. How he can both be just, not lowering his standard, but justifier. And that so complete was the work of Jesus Christ. When he finished the work, there remained nothing but righteousness to impute. And that's the very next word, righteousness. If anybody talks about a righteousness other than that which God imputed there at the cross, they don't know the righteousness of God. Because that's all of God's righteousness right there when he said it's finished. It's finished. And sanctification, being set apart in him. I wasn't even there. And yet, in God's purpose, when Christ died and paid the debt, worked out this salvation, it was on my behalf. I was set apart in him. And redemption. What he accomplished at the cross, but then the final redemption of this body. That's why it's put last there. We await, Paul wrote in Romans chapter 8, like the creation groans and awaits that day when mortality will take on immortality, corruption will take on incorruption. But all of this, that he that glorifies the glory of the Lord. People today would be aghast if you said to them that what is represented as Christianity today is the same thing as Islam. Same thing. And they're like, oh, you can't say that. Yes, I can, because what represents so-called Christianity today is a works religion. When they tell sinners to be saved, this is what you must do, you're preaching up a works religion. This is what you have to bring to God in order for him to save you. It's a conditionalism, but it's a works religion. It's no different than Islam or any other named religion in the world. We're either in Christ, been taught of him, and by his grace, we've been declared righteous by his finished work, or we are of these described here in verse 36, that sins against him, that hate him. And so doing, they love death. I'll tell you, next time you run into somebody that professes to be a Christian, ask them, do you love the Lord Jesus Christ? And they're like, what do you mean? Yeah, obviously. Let me have you describe him, who he is then. Just tell me, who is this Christ that you love? And then be quiet and listen. Sometimes they think we got to do all the talking. But we need to do the asking. To get them to declare, and I'll tell you, it doesn't take long before they feel like they're under the spotlight. In fact, you'll see some even starting to sweat because you're questioning just to find out. You say you know Christ. You say you love Christ. This is a matter of life and death. Who is he that I might know him? That's what the blind man said to Christ. And he said, do you believe? And when the Lord said, I am, he bowed and worshiped.